12 lead EKG report on Ellen Frazier. On 12-9-25, and this is Frazier performed 12 lead EKG. Period. The patient is in a normal sinus rhythm. Period. QRS complexes are normal. T waves normal. Period. New paragraph impression normal EKG. Next, 6-minute walk test on patient Patricia Markham, MARCUM. This goes to Dr. Schmitz. On 12-9-25, Mrs. Markham performed a 6-minute walk test, period. Prior to ambulating, room air saturation was 96%, period. The patient achieved 302 meters in 6 minutes. Saturation at the end of the study was 93%, period. New paragraph impression, mild exercise intolerance without demonstrable hypoxemia. Next, 6-minute walk test on Ray Scarry, S-C-E-R-R-I. This goes to Dr. Pogodino. On 12-9-25, Mr. Scarry performed a 6-minute walk test, period. Prior to ambulating, room air saturation was 95%, period. The patient walked 450 meters in 6 minutes. Saturation at the end of the study was 99%, period. A paragraph impression, minimal exercise intolerance without demonstrable hypoxemia. Next, 6-minute walk test on Paul Murphy. This goes to Dr. Pieper. On 12-9-25, Mr. Murphy performed a 6-minute walk test, period. Prior to ambulating, room air saturation was 96%, period. Patient walked 395 meters in 6 minutes. Saturation at the end of the study was 92%, period. No paragraph impression. Mild exercise intolerance without demonstrable hypoxemia. Compared to a study dated 6-9-25, there's been a slight improvement. Next, pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on William Ridway, R-E-I-D-W-A-Y. This goes to Dr. Tai. On 12-9-25, Mr. Ridway performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry, period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, forced vital capacity was normal, and there was very minimal airways obstruction at lower lung volumes with complete reversibility after bronchodilators, period. Compared to a prior study dated 12-5-24, there's been no change, period. No paragraph compression, mild reversible airways obstruction consistent with asthma, period. Thank you.